Welcome on the WSW Morning Team Show with Dave and Pat and Charlie and you. On 100.5 and 790 with Alexa and Siri and through WSW.com, of course.
Now that's old, really old.
Did you recognize that?
50s, maybe?
I know Pat Johnson would recognize it. That was the theme for the Three Stooges. Yes. The old three blind mice that there are different variations of. 7:42 on Monday. I'm sure over the weekend, a lot of people got a lot of things done, especially outdoors with some of the weather we had. You know, once you took away that Saturday morning rain, things got nice. Temperatures were okay. You know, breeze to dry things out and things like that. I know I did a few things myself. You got took care of business that you had.
Yes, I did. It's just the start, but I already had a lot of leaves dropping, so I decided to rake a little bit and mow a little bit. Had to catch up on some mowing.
Get a head start on the leaves.
Yes.
Not that you said you had any choice.
And right.
I know, Dave, you get stuff done on the weekend. Sometimes you get stuff during the week even sometimes.
During the week, more often than on the weekend, actually.
And, that's nice.
I just watch a lot of football Saturday and Sunday.
That's all right.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Well, my activities, in particular Saturday, yesterday I had obligations to do things, so I couldn't. So I said, Saturday, I'm going to get up early and take care of as much as I can. And I used the Three Stooges theme because I felt like I was living an episode.
Was that?
And I was all three of the Stooges
around?
At once. Well, should have known. So, yeah, I get up early, and it's kind of cool out. And so I don the hooded sweatshirt. And as I zip it up, of course, that starts things right there. So, you know, when you zip up sometimes something and you get it zipped up into the fabric?
Stuck.
You got to work it loose. I couldn't get it loose.
Oh, no.
So I had to grab a pair of pliers. That's how bad it was. I mean, I was tugging on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, using the pliers, I got the zipper undone, but also pulled that little tab off.
I was going to say, broke the zipper?
Yes, and I don't. That's not working. Oh, boy. That's okay. Well, that's, you know, time to do a little work in the basement. I had a little drywall partition I wanted to take out. A minor thing, but I had to kind of knock out a little bit. And it started out great because I needed a thin piece of board to knock this out. Like, I got to have a little thin piece of board in my collection. And lo and behold, I found what used to be an old thin piece of board that Charlie had as a game as a kid. Hmm. There was a little basketball that was attached to it.
Oh,
I had long removed that and kept the board. Of course, that was the thing my wife once said, just throw it away.
Why is it here?
And I, of course, said,
I'll
one
find
day.
A use for it.
And so I'm living large at this point. I think this is great.
Uh-huh.
Until I started tapping the drywall out and I was trying to be careful because, you know, drywall can...
Oh, yeah, right.
Yes.
Well, it did get messy. All over my face.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, this is, now I had to clean off myself as well as clean up there. Because I was doing okay. And
broken zipper, messed up face.
Yeah.
Can't get much worse than
that. My face is always messed up anyway. So I go outside, do some trimming, and get my little chainsaw out because I had some branches.
Ooh,
too big for the,
I
was very careful. And I don't like to usually reach overhead to use the chainsaw. It's not big. It's just an electric chainsaw. It's a cheap one. Just something for small branches. Too big for the loppers. I didn't want to saw it off. So yeah. And, of course, I'm looking. I said, well, you know, if I saw this right here, this branch is going to fall right into these other branches. It won't fall on me, which worked out perfectly, of course, until I'd forgotten, of course, that it had rained. So those branches were all wet.
No. Uh-huh.
And so when the one branch fell onto the other branch,
right.
A little heavy, yeah.
So my face full of drywall turned into face full of...
mud.
Okay, so we're doing real good here. Had to rerun an electrical line.
Oh, my goodness.
This is simple.
Well, things are wet?
Well, this was later in the day.
Oh, okay.
For years I've been wanting to do this and finally taking the time to do it. You know, this is easy. I can just unscrew the wire nuts and just, you know, it's fine. But I had to drill a hole in a wall and, you know, fish it through.
Mm-hmm.
This is a perfect learning experience for Charlie, how to fish a wire, because, you know how that goes.
You just don't take
the wire and throw it. You know, you got to, so I was going to get my little coat hanger out and, you know, shove it through the wall and tape
find
the wire.
It.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
So as I'm get those holes drilled, and said, okay, so Charlie, so I, let me find my coat hanger. I'm going to teach you how to fish a line here through here. And I'm, you know, so I got my coat hanger here. I got the electrical tape. So we're going to tire. And Charlie, of course, is playing around with it. I got it, Dad. What do you mean? I got it. The wire's through. What do you mean? Yeah, see? Teachable moment gone. The kid got fished it through on the first try.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. All right.
At that moment, yeah. I wanted to do my little why you, why on. So that electrical, that was good.
Oh, maybe he's got a future as an electrician.
Maybe. I don't know. At that point, I decided, all right, well, before I wire this up here, I need a drink here. And had gone out and he got one of those, went to the 7-Eleven and got treated ourselves to a drink.
Big Gulp.
The Big Gulp, thank you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
And as I'm reaching the fridge to get it, because I'm just sipping it, and I grab it. As I take it out, of course, the top of the Big Gulp hits the shelf, which knocks it out of my hand, mm-hmm. and 24 ounces of Pepsi are now all over the floor.
Another mess.
Yeah.
You were that guy.
I was that guy. Here comes Leah. No! I don't know what a carbonated beverage is going to do with the dog. I don't know. So clean that up. All right. Let's go back outside. Time to trim a little bit more stuff out, but this time with the hedge clippers. No. We're doing okay. Now, granted, I was not being too careful because I was kind of swinging it around and trying to keep the extension cord out of the way, but of course,
oh, you
I
got
didn't.
In the extension cord.
I got in the extension cord. Why is my hedge clipper not working? Oh, yeah. Not the first time I've done this. This is easy. I can go get it. I'll just rewire it. So on the way to get the new attachment, I had trimmed enough that I was going to go to the brush site. You know, and drop everything. So I take my tarp to put it over the brush because I don't want to be one of those people driving down the road.
Oh, right. Yeah, you have to cover the load.
Yeah, because you know how some people do that. They don't cover it, and they get these leaves. You know, so I got my bungee cords and everything. So if I get to the brush site, and I'm unloading, and it was just light branches, so I'm heaving it on top of the big pile. I'm not just tumping it out of the – I'm heaving it. Well, I had taken the bungee cords off because it was holding the tarp down. What I didn't realize, though, when I took one of the cords off is it was still attached to one of the pieces of branches.
Oh.
So as I heaved up a pile of branches, I see this bungee cord helicopter to the top of the brush pile. Well, as long as I'm at the store, I might as well get some more bungee cord.
Oh, you didn't climb the brush pile.
No, I wasn't going to climb the brush pile. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I get to the store to get my... extension cord. I needed the female end.
Yeah.
But I needed it. And I found it. And I got an orange extension cord and I found an orange attachment.
Oh, how nice. You matched it.
Which I thought was cool. Then right next to it, they had these yellow ones. I thought, well, how cool. Because, you know, sometimes you're looking for the end of an extension cord. I attach the yellow end, mm-hmm. I'll always know where it is. So I just stuck my hand in there and I'll take one of those yellow ones out. It's, you know, get home.
The yellow one's not grounded.
No.
No?
What I grabbed out of the, instead of the female, I grabbed the male.
Oh, sure.
Of course.
Mind you, I still wired it. I still...
You weren't thinking, were you?
Got it done, stuck it in the wall to test it, and I go to the other end, and I'm like, wait a second. Are you kidding me?
Back to the hardware.
Back to the hardware store. And finally, just for the end of the day, so what I used a chainsaw, I used hedge clippers, I used my sawzall at one point, a Dremel, I was using all kinds of power stuff. Yeah. And what's the worst injury that happened to me? I got a paper cut!
Oh, no.
Well, those are painful, no matter how you get them. Yeah.
Right here, of course, it's right at the tip of my writing finger, too. Oh, the pointer finger. Yeah, of course it is. Like I said, I felt like I was a Three Stooges episode, all playing all Three Stooges parts all in one.
Wow. That was a day to forget.
By the end of the day, I just had to forget him. Just going to sit down and listen to the Spirit Game.
Yeah, probably.
Which I did. So I don't know how anybody else's days went, but I'm sure that you had better.
Not that bad. No, it was all right.
Nothing strange like that to report.
I don't even know what fishing a line means, except for like, I thought that was just fishing. I didn't know that. I don't know.
Anything like wired. I've
gone 45 years without knowing how to do it. I'm fine. I'm all right.
Pat's calling the professionals.
That's right. Or your son.
I'll lend you my son. He'll get it on the first round.